Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are closing in on the NFL draft, and we will all be thrilled when Washington is on the clock sometime after 8 o'clock on Thursday evening. You can listen to every single pick that Washington and every other NFL team makes right here on the Team 980 draft coverage Thursday night, Friday night, and all day Saturday for rounds 4 through 7. So tune in to the Team 980 for draft coverage. I'll be on the coverage Friday night with Denton, where as of now, Washington has 5 selections in the second and third round. Jumping on with us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline, is Nikki Javala. Nikki, of course, does a great job and has for several years now covering the team for The Washington Post. Follow Nikki on X, on Twitter, at Nikki Javala. So I will get to the quarterbacks and your thoughts here in a moment, but I just want to go back to last week and get your thoughts on, you know, the noise from various corners about Washington's top 30 visit format. What did you make of it? Was it, you know, was it significant in any way or fairly benign?
I thought it was asinine. Is that a little too blunt for you?
No, I like when you're blunt.
I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. Like, seriously, we're talking about top 30 visits and, you know, a 20-something guys going to Topgolf. This is what we're debating. You know, like, I feel like the top 30 visits got too much weight or value in these debates. Like, yes, they're important, maybe more or less, depending on the team. But that's not the end all be all. I don't think a draft pick is a bust or a success based on these top 30 visits. And it's not like the traditional way of doing them has, you know, always led to success. So what are we really debating here? You know?
Right. Well, that's such a great point. And Ben and I were talking about that yesterday. It's like, so if you got upset because you thought they were doing it incorrectly, or you were super excited by this edgy, unique way of doing it, there's nothing so far that is proven when it comes to draft evaluation. A good draft hits on like 35 to 40% of the players selected.
Right, right. And this is like, it's not even super edgy. I mean, like, a lot of teams have a group of players. I think the difference here was you brought in four of the top quarterbacks, and that's a little different. But really, the only thing they did together was go to Topgolf. And, you know, here's the other thing is I feel like the notion of what a top 30 is or should be differs depending on who you ask. Like, some view it as like this honorary thing where if you get a top 30, like, you know, you're one of their candidates, where I don't think that could be wrong, but from every team I've talked to, it's more information gathering. This is not an honorary thing. Nobody has made the team, so they shouldn't be rolling out the red carpet for anybody. I think once a player does make the team, a quarterback in particular, should be treated differently than others, just because of the magnitude and the importance of their position. But at this stage, they're like all the others, you know, they're all vying for, you know, a roster spot, a place on any team. So I thought that was totally blown out of proportion. And then, you know, the ensuing debate over, you know, what an emoji means from an agent when an agent's opinion has no bearing on a draft pick right now. But otherwise, I thought it was a totally sound discussion.
Actually, let me just point out one thing that I thought was intriguing. That Penix Jr. was there. You know, the four quarterbacks being there at the same time, you know, obviously there was some sort of intent to have at least some of them there. But I just thought, well, why would Michael Penix Jr. be there on that final day? When he's not possibly a pick at number two, which of course leads, you know, to the idea that maybe they think they're going to get a really good offer, or perhaps are considering offers from teams wanting to move up. What do you think?
Or maybe they want everybody to think that, and it's sort of a smokescreen in a lot of ways. But yeah, I agree with you totally. And I think, again, that's what these top 30s are for, is it's all information gathering. You have to do your due diligence to account for every possible scenario. And they very well could get a strong offer. I would be very surprised at this point if they did move back from number two, but it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility.
All right, well, let's just talk about the asinine for one more minute here. Because you did mention, you know, trying to decipher what a couple of liked tweets meant. But I think you can fairly, you know, come to the conclusion that the agent for Jaden Daniels was at the very least caught off guard by what happened and wasn't thrilled with it. Is there any kind of impact from that?
If it were free agency, absolutely. But the draft, I think, you know, if you know, one party goes into this, again, viewing a top 30 as an honorary type of visit instead of an information gathering session, then, you know, there could be, you know, hard feelings going in if they do draft them. But it's the draft. I mean, the prospects don't have a say on where they go. I mean, the days of anybody pulling an Eli, nobody's done it since. So, I mean, if he gets picked by Washington, he gets to Washington. So what does it matter what, you know, whether he's upset about the top 30 visit right now? I mean, that's the part that's kind of silly. If this were free agency, totally different ballgame. Then they, you know, then it would really matter. We'd have to really, really dissect his agent's thinking face emoji.
Look, I'm with you on this, but the counter to that would be it's not about the fact that he can't control where he wants to go. It's whether or not the opinion of the team that does have the control over where he goes cares about what his agent liked in the form of two tweets criticizing the team's process.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they feel about it. I also don't think that much matters either. You know, this is how the draft works. You can't really control where you go. And both sides know that. So, you know, I mean, if you're really upset over, you know, a top 30 visit, but the team ends up, you know, giving him a solid $20 million rookie deal and he plays well and gets a second contract, are you really going to hold grudges?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, these are 23, 24-year-old young people who it's only natural that they actually have a preference, and I'm not even suggesting that he does, but it's only natural that anybody would have a preference,
right.
But it doesn't mean that a year from now they're not going to be like, oh, my God, I'm so glad that this team picked me. I love Washington. I love the coaching staff. And things change. I mean, anyway, so when we talked a couple of weeks ago, you know, you're not the only one. Everybody has sort of acknowledged just how buttoned up the organization is compared to previous regimes.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, as we're now, you know, 56 hours or whatever and counting until they're going to be on the clock, does the reporter in you have a strong hunch at this point, or are you still kind of in the dark as it relates to what they're going to do because they haven't said anything?
I hate admitting this, but I don't know. And I think anybody who tells you they do is lying, even at this stage. They have done a remarkably good job of keeping it really close to the vest. You know, and I think there's a possibility that continued with the way they structured the top 30 visits, you know, bring them all in so nobody thinks that, you know, we're favoring one or the other. Why they feel the need to do that, I don't know, but that's sort of the approach they've taken to this. I don't know. It's been frustrating as heck.
You don't know, but do you have, I mean, you know, the reporter in you is one thing, but you also opine occasionally, especially in this format. Do you have a hunch?
It depends on the day and the hour. For much of the pre-draft process, it's been Jaden Daniels. There have been moments where I've wavered. I'm like, well, maybe it could be Drake May. Yes, it's definitely Drake May. Or wait, what about J.J. McCarthy? I'd say the majority of the time I felt like it's been Jaden Daniels, but I truly don't know. And like, I'm not, you know, I'm not one to claim I do know something when I don't. That's all I got, really.
We are talking to Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. What do you think we're going to learn? And maybe the answer is we're not sure, because I don't have an answer to this one either, and I'm okay admitting it. But in terms of like Adam Peters in San Francisco and being a part of that group, do you think they'll be risk takers or more conservative in their approach with the draft?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think every, and I hate saying this because it sounds so cliche, but I do think every draft is different in themselves. Like this year, they have the resources to be more aggressive. In past years in Washington, they were ultra conservative to the point where I'm like, I don't know why you're this conservative, but they also didn't have, you know, this many resources. And I'm talking about, you know, picks, cap space, the whole nine. Looking at, you know, what he did in San Francisco, they were incredibly aggressive during the draft. I could totally see them being the same. But I also think he's the type that draws from his time in New England and Denver as well. You see him doing a lot of the same things he's picked up at different stops. And it's not just him now. I mean, there's also, you have Lance Newmark, who's a top decision maker, is Josh Harris. So, you know, I think, you know, they'll probably all draw from, you know, previous drafts, Josh Harris being, you know, his NBA draft days, which are different, but,
right,
you know, somewhat similar. But, yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, I still think there's a very good chance they could move back into the first round to have two picks in the first round. But do I know that for sure? No, it's just totally a hunch.
Yeah, and it's based on them having so much, you know, draft capital in the in the top three rounds and having so many significant needs, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I wonder, I think free agency was a clue to this, but I want to hear your answer, which is to the question, do you think there's any pressure on Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, from, let's just say, Josh Harrison ownership, to be competitive quickly, to win quickly, sooner rather than later?
I think there's pressure, no doubt. I don't get the sense that they're willing to make any brash decision by getting there sooner versus, you know, finding the guys that they could, they fully believe they can develop and get to a higher point, if that makes any sense. Like, I don't think they'll make any, like, crazy decision just to, you know, win this year versus next year. I think they are ultimately looking at 2-3 years down the road, which, as you hinted, was a clue that free agency provided. I mean, he said from the start, and I know a lot of coaches and GMs say this, we want to build through the draft. Well, only a handful actually do that. but he, I mean, this team set it up so they could build through the draft. A lot of these veterans were signed to 1 or 2 year deals. So they're there to kind of set the tone, you know, establish an identity, you know, get these young guys going so they can pass it along. And then you build a core that way. So I mean, I like what they did in free agency. I thought it was very smart. It seemed methodical. In years past, it didn't always feel like that in Washington. But yeah, it was clearly geared toward building through the draft.
Nikki, have you learned anything in terms of, like, how this is working? You know, is it truly collaborative? Is it truly these aligned visions coming together with Adam Peters having the final call? Or is it working in a way that Adam Peters is driving the whole thing? Like, do you have any sense of how they're working together for the first time, by the way, on a draft?
Yeah. I mean, it does sound like there are a lot of voices in there, but it does. I do believe that Adam Peters has, you know, the full control that a GM would have. Like, these are his decisions. Josh Harris is in there, but from the people I've talked to, he's mostly observing. I know Florio had that report that he's been more involved than people expected. Well, he always said he was going to be involved, so, and that was just based off one person, it sounded like. You know, he said, you know, last year that he planned to, you know, be in the draft room. Sorry.
Congratulations.
And do a radio. Thank you. Trying to do two things at once here. But he said he was going to be in the draft room. He said he wanted to observe and understand the process in the NFL more. So this shouldn't be a shock to anybody that he is in there, as just as he was in, you know, combine meetings. And this is a massive investment for any NFL franchise, so you would expect the owner to be there, in my opinion. But to your question, I do think Adam Peters does have the full authority to, you know, kind of lead this group. I do believe that he is leaning on Lance Seymour quite a bit. So there is some collaboration. There's still Bob Myers, he's involved. Martin Mayhew's still involved. So there are a number of voices, but I do think this is Adam's kind of running things.
With Lance Newmark as kind of his right hand. Is that kind of what you just implied?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Talking to Nikki Javalin, I'll get you off here quickly, get you out of here quickly. So, you know, we've probably talked about this, but, I mean, the incredible timing of a new regime change, new GM, new owner, new GM, new coach, and this incredible sort of stash of draft picks, including number two overall. It doesn't always work that way. I mean, typically when you have a new regime, it's a bad team with a high pick, but sometimes that pick is gone for whatever reason. Like, I think that this is one of the most important drafts in franchise history. What do you think?
Undoubtedly so. Undoubtedly so. I mean, this is after, you know, more than two decades of disappointment, losing, you know, scandal. You know, the franchise has a real opportunity to get back on track to where they were in the late 90s and like this, I mean, the late 80s. So this is to me, this is huge. This is by far the most important draft. And to really have a great shot at getting a quarterback, not just for now, but for the future. So, yeah, I mean, no pressure, Adam Peters.
Yeah, exactly. All right, look, I'll let you run. Congrats, by the way. Did the hours that you are keeping, have they changed? Were you up watching your Nuggets last night?
I was. Absolutely. Yeah. So his hours have changed. Mine haven't. So I just sleep less and less every day. Yeah. So I still go to bed late and just wake up super early. So
we'll get used to that. You'll be watching a lot of NBA late night games. That game was phenomenal last night.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Of course. Sorry for all the baby sounds.
No, it's fine. Totally understand. Nikki Javala, everybody, from the Washington Post. Sam Monson's going to join us at 11:35. There was a report, an actual report, on who Washington will take at number two, not just speculation or strong, opinion. We had a report yesterday. You'll hear it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.